Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Best Agrolife Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Advait Bhadekar from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Best Agrolife Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. This conference call is being recorded, and the transcript along with the audio of the same will be made available on the website of the company and exchanges. Please also note that the audio of the conference call is the copyright material of Best Agrolife and cannot be copied, rebroadcasted, or attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. Today from the management side, we have Mr. Vimal Alawadhi, Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Kharbanda, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. N. Surendrasai, Head International Business. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Vimal Alawadhi for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you and welcome everyone to our Q4 FY23 earnings call. We hope you all are doing well. Before we share some insights on the business performance for the quarter, let me take a couple of minutes to throw light on some industry trends. The financial year started on a strong note as we witnessed stocking up of inventories leading to kharif season last calendar year with expectation of good monsoon season. This resulted in strong Q1 and Q2 for the industry at large. As the season progressed, low insect infection coupled with excess and extended rainfall towards the end of monsoon season lead to higher channel inventory. The second half of the year, which is the rabi season, was expected to be a good season, but extended monsoon and higher channel inventory placed poor spot. As we move on, which is around the time quarter four started, China lifted its zero COVID policy and started exporting product at very low price given the weak internal demand in China and overseas. In conclusion, during Q4, we witnessed an oversupply of agrochemical coupled with high channel inventory leading to high pricing pressure. While this was the scenario of generic agrochemical, the specialty agrochemical product fared reasonably well in the challenging environment. The inventory of specialty product was on normal levels, representing a strong demand environment for this product. Looking ahead at FY24, one of the most important elements that is being talked about, the El Niño. As per our understanding, El Niño is expected to develop between August and September of the current year, which means first half of monsoon is not likely to be affected by El Niño, whereas we might see some impact towards the end of monsoon season, indicating normal rainfall for the year. Yeah. So I'm handing over for some financial and other thing to Mr. Kharbanda. Yeah, please.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. This is Sanjeev Kharbanda. I represent Best Agro with the capacity of Chief Financial Officer. So as our Managing Director gave the opening remarks and gave some insight about the industry as well as Best Agrochemical, how the company performed, and what all impacted the overall industry scenario, let me give you a brief on the financial performance of the company. The company has delivered tremendous growth In terms of number, if we say company has recorded a 44% growth over last year, and ended at 1746 crore of turnover. So you might recall in most of our earlier communication with the investors and with the industry expert, we have been saying the company is confident to drive 30% growth year on year basis. This is the strong premise of good product mix and the channel. So in line with that, we are happy to say at an overall level on financial year, company has actually surpassed the expectations of growth in turnover, which is actually got delivered at 44%. And in terms of profitability, EBITDA margin, the company EBITDA margin has also recorded a phenomenal growth of 89% over last year. The base was approximately 166, and it has reached to 314 crore EBITDA for the financial year. It is pertinent to mention the growth which we have been saying is sustainable is largely because company has created a niche with unique proposition and cost-effective solutions to the farmer that is actually contributing quarter by quarter and year by year. Whilst at the same time, yes, one of the quarter, we have faced challenge because of multiple factors as Mr. Vimal also briefed, but at overall level, company is confident of meeting the financial obligations and driving this growth along with a sustainable profitability. In terms of future outlook and the expansion plan, I would request Mr. Sai, who is heading the international business, he can give you some insights on the plans of company, how company is further forward looking to expand its market footprint, not only in the domestic market, but also in selective overseas markets. Mr. Sai would give you more detail about the product launch plan as well as the overseas plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sarbandaji. What we have been doing over the past few years has been to be able to work on a transformational journey where at the end of the day, we are looking at benefiting the farmer. In this particular process, as the observers would have seen, that we have been working on trying to get backward integration, work on patented molecules, work on novel formulations, combinations, which are single shot solutions, which will bring benefit to the farmers, which are providing green chemistry. And we are trying to look at the crops as well as what the farmer requires on an end-to-end basis. The success and the confidence of our growth in the past few quarters and the past few years has given us the confidence to walk the talk on international markets also. I might say currently we are quite small on the international market. We are in the strategizing phase. What we have been seeing as it is normal in the agrochemical business is that expanding into the international market requires a significant amount of work on the registration and understanding the foreign market. This is the phase that we are right now into. We are trying to identify onto the specific regional specificity as well as the farmer requirement. Where our products can show a significant amount of a benefit and we can work on a collaborative top line growth as well as a increase on the bottom line margin. As we have been over the quarter demonstrating that we are on the path for patenting, and not just in terms of the patenting, but in terms of trying to ensure that the patented molecules are both effective in the market, they meet the farmer's requirements, and they are providing a robust offline growth to us. We also are working on certain ternary combinations. These combinations are expected to be a lot beneficial to the farmer. I might add that if we look at international markets, certain ternary combinations may have even more beneficial usage abroad also, especially if you look at the Far East. We have a significant pipeline of patented molecules and products. we will be introducing them as and as we understand the farmer scenario. We will be doing that. We also have a strong pipeline of the product launches for the FY24, and there is a bucket of herbicides, fungicides, and nitrate registrations which are there.
Of course, we are working towards introducing branded products where we can say, our branded sale, even we can say B2C. That this year we have a big plan for that because we have different kind of novel, patented molecule with us. That is one main thing. And another, which molecule is with the MNC's company, we are the second largest in the country who is selling that product. There are many products like in the herbicide, if you talk about, there is ametrine, if you talk about insecticide, fungicide, there are many products which we are doing as of now. So I think we can start with the question and answer. Yeah, please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from Anirban Mana, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So you have guided for 30% growth with 20% operating profit margin. So my estimation is in FY24, the top line would be around 2,300 crore with 450 crore margin. Is the estimation correct?
Yeah, in fact, the estimated is the same because 30% and 20% is okay, but the numbers to say right now is not easy. But of course, we can say when 30%, the growth on the revenue and 20% of EBITDA, we have very strong pipeline. Definitely, we will achieve that in spite of there is a, pressure of pricing. But the product we have, the life product we have, that also will give us the benefit what pricing is going down of the raw materials. Of course, we have the plan is same, 30% and 20%.
Okay. And out of which, what would be the projection for Q1 and Q2? Because we are facing some challenges. So
Q1 and Q2 would be definitely bigger one because you would have also notice our branded products last year also supported the kharif season very well. So Q1, Q2 definitely would be a bigger one. However, at the same time, quoting the number for Q1, Q2 will be too early for this. But we will definitely drive 30% growth, which we have witnessed through FY23 as well.
Okay. Means in Q1 and Q2, we can expect around 30% growth year on year. With 20% OPM?
Yeah, I would again repeat the same thing. In Q1 and Q2, we are confident the delivery would be even better as compared to, it is not simply, total number divided by four quarters. So the first two quarters are going to definitely drive higher numbers.
Yeah, no, I'm comparing year on year, actually, for Q1 and Q2 FY23 with Q1 and Q2 with FY24.
Definitely. Because this year, Q2 is Rabi season, and in Rabi season also we will launch this year product, a very good product, is Pyroxasulfone. This is the first year, and that is the big molecule in the India, and right now some companies importing, and we are the number one who is manufacturing as a technical AI and a formulation in India. We are the number one in that. So that product also we are going to launch in Q3 also, as well as Q4 also, that effect will come.
I thank you for the question. I would like to add that the Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 revenue numbers would be a lot would depend upon the rate of our introduction of new products and the adoption rate of those and the recovery of the sale as the time goes by. As we are introducing new products, there may be a little variation in the Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 numbers as compared to previous years. Hence, we are not able to right now say that it will be better. It will be 40% Q2 year-to-year growth as far as Q1 is concerned. But overall, in the terms of the year growth, we are confident on the numbers that we have already
produced. Yeah, the reason I am asking is, we are facing a lot of dumping from China at lower prices. So in Q4, we witnessed the same. So, and now in quarter one, we have gone past 2 months already. So is there any sign of improvement as compared to Q4? So that's why I asked.
Your question is very valid. Please rest assured, the dumping from China, which is happening. However, on the other side, our Q1, Q2 is supported by most of the branded products, not by the generic molecules. So branded product space, which we are moving on a right pace, you know, is going to help us to safeguard our growth and our margins.
All right, got it. And my second question would be related to stake increase. So I have seen you have increased your stake in Q4 also. So is there any plan in Q1?
What increase? Sorry, didn't get you.
Share percentage increase, stake increase, promoter stake increase. So it got increased in Q4 also. You have been increasing stake for last two quarters and it happened in Q4 also. So is there any plan in Q1?
It is like, you know, promoters are always at number one to support the company's requirement to, you know, sponsor the growth of company. So it is not per se any mathematics which can be given at this point in time, but promoter is always standing for driving the growth of the company. So whatever is required, promoter is always there at the front.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Srishti Jain with Monarch. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So could you give me the sales number for Ronfen and CTPR for the year for FY23?
Ronfen and CTPR have been our flagship products. They're driving very well. In terms of number, the contribution is very high from Ronfen and CTPR to product standalone for driving the branded sales.
In FY23, there was a sale of Ronfen, but CTPR was less because we got CTPR also, you know, at the third quarter where there is no season of the CTPR. So this is the first quarter where the sale is increasing of CTPR. There is two formulation. But if you talk about Ronfen, that is around 200 crore or 220 crore for the year, full year, if you know. And not full year, that also we got in the second quarter, Ronfen, that was also delayed. In the, you can say, from second to fourth quarter, the total sale is 220 crore for the Ronfen.
Sure, sir. And the same for CTPR, I missed that number.
Sorry, say again, please.
Sir, your sales number for CTPR, if I'm not wrong, for Q3, it was, by Q3, we had done 45 crores.
Yeah, that was not very, you know, you can say, because then the Rabi also goes sometimes, but it is 45 crore for the third quarter, and fourth quarter, we don't have very big number, so the first quarter will come, the big number, this first quarter. First quarter,
sure, sir. Sir, a follow-up on that, we actually in Q3 were expecting Ronfen to significantly contribute and we were expecting revenues of around 300 to 350 crores. What were the challenges that we faced and why, you know, what were the challenges that we faced?
Yes, whenever we are introducing a new and novel competition into the market, there is obviously adoption cycle and which follows the initial enthusiasm. And we are going to follow up on this particular product because we see the significant amount of value in Ronfen. There are certain things which in terms of a sales, initial sales push followed by adoption, followed by an effect on the field, followed by a higher adoption rate. So it's a gradual process.
And if this process is normal for any product which is introduced, so I would say that it would require at least a couple of quarters for us to be able to understand the stabilized yield, or I would say the stabilized revenue which is coming from these new products. So that would be my guidance, that we need to wait for a couple of quarters to be able to understand how these molecules are performing on their upward trajectory.
But definitely, what you number you are talking about in FY23 was not there, but in FY24, definitely it will achieve, because we have that very good success for Ronfen in the market, that is your control.
Absolutely. Moreover, the distribution penetration is also, it's a journey. You would appreciate within, less than a year, company has already achieved a level of 5,200 plus distributors. So once you get a success in one state, you start replicating in other states. So there are so many different part of the countries where the substantial number of Ronfen and other branded products is yet to come, because you cannot go full-fledged in one quarter itself for entire length and breadth of the country. So numbers would be really good in quarter one, quarter two both.
Sure, sir. Sir, and our debt has increased significantly. So what are the plans on reducing debt, if any, or is this a sustainable level?
Let me just, bring it in a different aspect. See, debt has increased. The answer is yes and no, both, because the debt is increased only for the working capital support. So please understand, we are a company where there is no long-term debt. It's almost negligible. So debt-to-equity ratio is, in fact, one of the healthiest ratio, and we still have leverages to support the growth of company. But yes, working capital pressure has gone up. Because of the reasons, when you start a new segment in terms of, from moving away from generic molecule to branded, you have to have a plan for the raw material, you have to have a plan for the FD, you have huge inventory to be supported for the distribution pan-India. So when you have that much of inventory, at the same time, your cash conversion cycle in this industry is slightly higher, because you are working with the farmers, and farmers pay back as per, when they get the yield of their crop. So it's a temporary issue only, that working capital has created a pressure on the short-term debt, but it will be taken care. As we are moving in a right direction of, having a better realization and better margin products in the market, the pressure will also go away in another 2 to 3 quarters. We are quite confident FY24 balance sheet will be comparatively very, very different, with even lower working capital pressure.
Understood, sir. And sir, lastly, on the CAPEX, can you tell us the timelines of the expected, of the announced CAPEX?
Most of the CAPEX would be completed this year itself. The 200 crore CAPEX which we have planned, the critical part will be in FY24 and some part will be in FY25. By that time, this will, because this is towards capacity enhancement and backward integration.
So, sir, we were also going to launch a new fungicide, plan for a new fungicide, new herbicide, if I'm not wrong.
New herbicide means our patented one you are talking about, or something?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, we have many molecules right now. And first of all, in the month of June, we are expecting our registration, and we will be launched that tricolor is a product, which is again bigger than Ronfen, that is a fungicide basically. Trifloxystrobin plus terphenazone plus sulfur, that is our patented one, and that is really a good molecule, and we are expecting a big number with this molecule also. That we are launching in the month of itself, June, this month June, and we can say the second quarter the results will come for that product.
Sir, one last question. Can you give the breakup between technicals and formulations, and within formulation, brand and P2P?
This year what we are planning, that is the biggest is B2C, and B2B will be lower side, because B2C, when we say, there is a one segment where we directly sell to our distributors, dealers, channel network, to the farmer, and other we are talking about when we are selling to the some of our B2C customers, that also we are giving them our main portfolio product, like we are talking about tricolor, so maybe we will give some of the MNC company of like this way, or either Ronfen also we are giving to some big company. This way only we will sell, that is B2C, that will be drastically a big number, and our B2C will be a big number. Apart from that, if you talk about the technical, that will be very big number. We can say the total sales will be 25-20% for this technical sales.
Sure, sir. And for FY23, what was the similar number?
For FY23, the technicals and formulation, the formulation quarter two onwards itself, formulation picked up very well. So we can say approximately 60% business was driven by formulation.
And within formulation, brand, branded and B2B?
Almost on the same ratio. B2C, the branded segment is nearly 60% within formulation.
Thank you. Thank you for answering all my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from S. Ramesh with Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Good morning and thank you very much. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So you mentioned pyroxosulfone, which is a large molecule, so I'm the CSM company. So if you're looking at your efforts there, what is the kind of revenue you're generating from that, and what is the market size in domestic and international markets?
Pyroxosulfone you are talking about, which is a rabi wheat herbicide.
Yeah.
Pyroxosulfone total market size is approximate 450 crore. Which was reported in the maybe 2022-23 number was maybe a little higher, but I have number of 22, that is 450 crore around the market size for processor. And as a best agro, because we are the number one who is manufacturing AI here as well as formulation in India, so we are expecting this year at least 150 crore we will get this market share. And some market share will also increase for this year, this professional point, because of our entry.
So this is a product which was patented by Kumei of Japan. So are you having an arrangement with Kumei, or have you got the technology from someone else? You can share that.
No. That is our own technology in-house, developed by us only, and there is no technical support from Japan or anything.
So if you're looking at pyroxosulfone globally, what will be the size, and are you exporting that to international markets?
Yes, we are in the process for the registration for the many molecules. In this, pyroxosulfone is also one of the will be our big product in the future. This is very big for the, if you talk about all over global market. Approach, I can say I don't have the real number in front of me, but I can say this is a very big market, and of course we are with the pyroxosulfone, with some combination also we are working, which will be our patented molecule, and that also we will go in the overseas market and we will start there. Pyroxosulfone solo as well as our patented product also we will give in the global markets also in future.
Okay. So similarly in CTKR, now we know that UPL has a tie-up with FMC, and then there's a pharma company, Natco Pharma, which is entering that market. So what is the size of the CTKR market in India, and what is your revenue there right now?
In fact, the CTKR market, if you talk about 2023, approx market is 2,800 crore, which is a very big number if you say as a total agrochemical division in India. But 2,800 crore, if you talk about any other companies, every company has their different strategy to sell this product. But we are selling with the two products, which is two mainly. But one is GR, which we called Vistara in our brand. The other one is Citizen. That is our SC brand. That is again a big molecule. But, you know, our strategy is very clear. This year, we have targeting a good number for both of the products. But we have different kind of, again, novel combination, our patented product, which will come with the CTPR. Like one is the CTPR, two will be a different molecule. We are working on that. So once the many people will come, we will be able to launch our patented molecule in the same segment. And that will be much higher in the coming years. That is our strategy.
So in CTPR, are you also making the AI?
Yeah, definitely. We are making AI. AI and formulation both.
Okay, and how does it compare with the products offered by FMC, because it's one of the largest companies in the world, which is making CTPR. So how does it compare with FMC and other competitors in terms of the product and the market response?
So compare in the sense of quality you are asking?
Yeah, because in terms of the efficacy, the
our any product, each product we have data, and the laboratory is very, very highly tuned. So there is undoubtedly our product is fantastic in the market. Any of the product, either CTPR or any of the product, we will not get even single problem, any single complaint. We are not getting for any product, not even CTPR. That is our main key. That why we sold as a best. So best quality also we are providing.
So just a couple of thoughts more. So we are looking at 30% growth in FY24 on a base of 40% growth last year. So what are the volume growth in FY23 and what is the volume growth you would expect in FY24?
Volume of any product specific?
No, product specific volume, it will be too early to mention because it's a mix of products, and products are crop specific. So Kharif and Rabi, both the seasons we have to take care. But certainly we are...
I'm speaking more from the company because your overall revenue for about 30% growth. It's a mix of volume and price impact. So it's on a blended company basis, you know, if you can just tell us what was the volume growth overall for the company last year and what is it that you expect, because for the 30% revenue growth, there will be some volume growth, right? Especially because prices are coming down. So if you can share how, where you expect volume growth, what is the kind of volume growth you expect for 24 and how much was it in 23?
Let me explain you. There is a, you know, you are talking about prices are going down. Actually, we have to understand the prices is going down for the raw materials. Finished good prices is decided by the companies. Where do we call generic? There are many, many people like there. So definitely that is market-driven. Market-driven, price-driven. So if we talk about that way, definitely price is down. But the company like us, any of the company like us in the India and in the global also, who they have their own patented, like if you talk about CTPR, if we are talking about the FMC. So you know, for them, for us, you know, the product, when the raw material prices are down, so our margin will be better in the, at the end of the day. If you talk about generic, of course, yes, we are also selling maybe in our total portfolio 20% of the generic. But 80% which we are selling, that is our exclusive molecule, where our benefit will be more rather than any loss according to, you know, the pricing of raw material. Actually, that is the price of raw material which is in the stress, not the final formulation, you can say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
ladies
you. Thank
and
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a request. Please restrict yourself to two questions and one follow-up question. Our next question comes from the line of Siddharth Gadekar with Aquarius. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. So I just have one question. Now, if I look at FMC's commentary in Q4 and Q1, they have pointed that there are significant high inventories in insecticides in India specifically. In light of that, how should we look at growth in FY24, given that channel inventories will be relatively very elevated compared to the normal levels? So are we still confident of growing in CTPR at the rate we are talking about? Secondly, in terms of the price decline, like if we look at the way the prices have declined, so what kind of a realization decline are we looking on our overall portfolio in FY24?
No, in fact, for the FMC you are talking about, they of course have inventory maybe, you know, but if you talk about specifically CTPR molecule as a, there is a formulation as in, you know, Granville. If you talk about this, we are not taking very high number for this product for FY24, and we are not depending on the CTPR at all. But there is a, we are EI manufacturer, we have really best quality as earlier, you know, question I was answering. So definitely we are hoping this year we will cross at least 400 crore of CTPR sales. That is easy for us because we are the old company and we were the first one who has launched this product. That advantage also we will get. And we have now distributor in India, approximate more than 5,000 distributors. So definitely 400 crore we will do, but we are not hoping, like, you know, for the 1,000 crore somehow for the CTPR. And next year we will launch our own product with the CTPR, which will be our patented product. That is our strategy.
So secondly, on the price decline, if you would want to comment, like on a portfolio basis, what kind of price decline can we see for FY24, even if we assume that current prices sustain for the entire year?
See, price declining largely happened in the generic molecule. As you know, we are mentioning, we are driving specific formulation, our own products. So in that case, we are not going to have any adverse effect. We are not seeing any adverse effect in FY24 on our branded products. But yes, end of the day, it is volume and value both which plays a role in the overall turnover. So the volume drive is also there. However, maintaining a value driver through the specific unique formulation branded products, we will be able to deliver the growth target which we have taken.
You know, so specifically, like if I want to look at Ronfen, it is a combination of three products. All three are generic products, so their prices have declined substantially. So on a formulation of Ronfen also, we would be able to maintain our existing prices, or there also we will have to take some lower prices for this year?
No, we will not reduce our price, because last year our price was whatever the price. This year even we can increase, but definitely we will not increase the price, but we will not reduce at all, because that is acceptance is very high for our product, and that is again our patented. So there is no point to reduce the price. Even raw material cost will be lower. Again, I am repeating this. Our raw material price may be lower, but we will not reduce our specialty molecule, any of the molecules, even raw material.
All right, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rohit Nagraj with Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the gross margins for Q4. They have gone down considerably. So was it one-time impact because of maybe high-cost inventories which are completely absorbed now, and incrementally this will not be there?
Yeah, you rightly pointed out the Q4 margins have gone down because of the price dynamics in the market. It was just a one-time jerk which has taken care, and the correction on the inventory prices have also been taken care following the accounting principle. We are completely, compliant organization in terms of following the accounting principle and norms. So it was just one time job which is taken care in Q4. So way forward, quarter one, quarter two, we are expecting better realization and better margin.
Right. Thanks.
Price stress was there. So definitely the correction was quite well important. Whatever the raw material we have, whatever the technicals we have in hand, because again, you said, in the wrong way, there is a three product which is AI product and the prices are down. So definitely we have stock of that product, so that we have to keep in the record that lower price only. As per the accounting system, we have to take that lower.
That's right. Got it, sir. Thanks. The second question in terms of the growth guidance. So if I consider 30% growth, we are talking about incremental revenues of say 500, 550 crores. And as per the commentary we have talked earlier, Ronfen probably will give total revenues of close to about 550 PR.
Hello?
There was a background noise. Can you repeat your second question?
Yeah. Is it audible now? Yeah. So on the revenue front, so the guidance which we have given, we will probably do close to about 500-550 crores of incremental revenues in FY24 based on, say, 30% plus minus growth. And earlier we had indicated from Ronfen we can do 500 crores, CTPR we just indicated about 400, and pyroxasulfone about 150 crores. If I add up these numbers, I think and based on CTPR of, say, 200 plus last year, the addition itself comes around, say, maybe closer to 600-700 crores. So am I missing some numbers in between?
Yes, the forward guidance for the next year's growth is not just based on the Ronfen and the CTPR, but it is a mix of the added portfolio and the new launches and the new products that are going to come into the market. So while you may be calculating a 30% on the Ronfen's revenue growth, there may be variations with respect to Ronfen growth as new product will be launched. So the calculation for product-wise calculation will be different.
Right. So what I was trying to come at is, so our incremental revenues for FY24 will be, say, 550 crores. But as far as CTPR and Pyroxa itself is concerned, we will have additional 550 crores. Plus from Ronfen, based on the last year's base of 200 crores, we will have, say, 500. So additional 300 crores will come from Ronfen. So does the guidance of 30% remains conservative, given that the additional revenue from only these three molecules itself could be, say, 700, 800 crores, or there would be some drop from the earlier molecules, and that's why we are considering only 500, 550 crores of incremental revenues?
Yes, Mr. Rohit, I will explain you. In fact, you are talking as a product to product, so definitely it will be a larger number. If you see last year also, we have given a direction of 30% of the growth, where we got 44% of the growth. So definitely this can be happened, but the conservative we have to go, because we are changing our products also, where we are leaving our all the generic products. This year you can see how bad it was because of the who the company are only the generic. They are going drastically, they are going, at the downfall. So this year also will correct our all the portfolio. Only we want to create our company as a specialty molecule company at the end of the, so next year also, each year if you see, last year there was a real question, we talked about, how much percentage we are talking B2B, B2C. So that is increasing drastically, and next year our target by FY25 should be, all should be FY25, all should be our exclusive molecule, our patented molecule. Either we will be the number one or two or three in India for any molecule. That is our long-term vision. So to look after that vision, we cannot say each number like this, which is incremental. So definitely we will decrease whatever the generic product are there, or maybe later years will be, the product, like some product will be generic in a 2 or 3 years. That also we will leave, and we will come up with our own patented molecule. That is our vision. Yeah.
Right, sir. Got it. So just one last clarification. On the CAPEX front, what was the number for FY24? And earlier we had guided working capital to normalize to 90 to 100 days. Given that our business is increasing, whether we will come back to that 90-100 days, or will it be at elevated levels? Thank you.
So, two part of your question. On CAPEX, as we have announced, 200 crore rupees of CAPEX recently we have announced. So that 200 crore of CAPEX, most part of this CAPEX will get completed in FY24. There will be some spillover to the FY25 for the completion. As far as working capital, cash conversion cycle is concerned, it's a journey. We are very much committed, and we are working towards those levers which can actually drive the cash conversion cycle. And as you know, company is building up its strength on the specific molecule and unique solutions. So gradually you would see the driving credit terms in the market would also, be possible for the company. Working capital pressure will ease off. What we expect is by third quarter of FY23-24, the working capital scenario will be slightly different.
Sure. Thanks for answering all the questions, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ashish Rathi with Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So question is largely on the inventory built up. We had around 700 odd crores of inventory sitting in the books as on Q4 ending versus, say, a sales reported of 250 odd crores. So that seems to be a very stretched number of around 200 days of inventory is what we are carrying on an annual level also, if I see. What is the kind of sustainable inventory days number that we should assume going forward?
Mr. Rathi, yes, certainly the inventory number is high. There is no denial about it, and internal education and work is also going on. But fact of the matter is, within the 700 crore of inventory, the typical split is like 60-40. It's like raw material and work in progress is around 60% of the total inventory, and 40% is DFG. Because in quarter four, there was so much pressure from the market, and as in the initial remarks also we mentioned, the China, dumping also played a role. So gradually this inventory, in fact in quarter one and quarter two, the branded product sale which we are targeting, any which way this will get reduced, and it's a seasonal impact. Quarter four was just one of the jerks which has actually created this pressure on inventory, but we are working towards reducing inventory as well as receivable both the sides.
And the preparation of the quarter first FY24 and for the quarter two also, we have to build up that inventory, because otherwise how we will sell in? Because if you see,
correct,
the first quarter sale will be our target is 30% of the growth, where number is coming very high. So to achieve that number also, we have to keep inventory for the March 2023 also.
Yeah, that's why I said the typical split is 60% is self-paced raw material and packaging.
And can you quantify what you said? You know, you said there was inventory write-down which was taken because of lowering of AI prices. Can you quantify this, that to help us understand, you know, in terms of the gross margin which was reported at 19%, you know, what is the kind of a one-time hit that we took so that we can understand the...
I would say it is not inventory write-off, it is actually...
Yeah, exactly. The 700, if you talk about the purchase prices and the purchase value of the goods, that is, approximately I can say, I don't have a real number in front of me, approximately I can say there is a 760 crore, which is our purchase value of that product, and which we are taking up 700 crore. You can say like this.
Okay, okay. Because so the hit is around 60
crore. Yeah, accounting system, we have to take the lowest price till May, when we have, the result and all that. So till May, that was the prices which has reduced. So we have taken a number in the balance sheet.
So it is a NRV testing which has been accounted for in the inventory.
Okay. And the CAPEX funding of 200 crores which you mentioned, is it largely tied up with the banks? Or is it sorted?
Yeah, it is. It was always sorted. It was not a problem. It was always sorted. As I mentioned, in our balance sheet, there is hardly any long-term borrowing. So bankers are very much, there and very much happy to support the CAPEX with the long-term borrowing. It's only that internal evaluation we are taking which route is more beneficial for the company.
So you're also evaluating equity base?
We are open for both the routes, but as far as CAPEX funding is concerned, bankers are always happy. Bankers, and we have good bankers working with us, so term loans are always there.
Okay. Thank you. Sir, just a feedback, we're happy with the growth and other things on a YOY basis, but the working capital still seems to be pretty stretched, both on inventory days and, at an overall level. A better management of that and cash flow generation would really help, us as investors to look at the stock.
Feedback is very well taken. Feedback is really welcomed, and we, as management also internally, we have been deliberating this. We are very much committed to bring down the working capital pressure. And all the aspects, not just inventory, the best case scenario inventory as well as the cash conversion cycle. So we are working on all these fronts.
Yeah, you can see very visible. You can see very positive in FY24.
Yeah, results will be definitely visible in quarter by the closure of quarter two itself. FY24.
Look forward to that and wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Vignesh Iyer with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Just to understand, I joined the call late and I apologize for that if the question is repetitive. Just to understand, we've done margins of around 18% for this year. Just to know what would be the kind of margin profile we'll be looking on a blended basis for the entire year in FY24?
The overall EBITDA margin we are driving to achieve 20% plus. So for the financial year, if you look at, if we have delivered 18%, however, by quarter two, the EBITDA margin was even higher because most of the branded products were supporting the Kharif season. So it is actually a full year, keeping in mind the seasonality, keeping in mind the different channels, product mix. We are making this commitment that company is confident of delivering 20% margin or 20% plus margin.
Okay. Sir, considering you have got a target to complete by FY25 to switch to only our molecule, what would be the kind of, if I'm not wrong, generic business around 20%, what would it be now around like 10-12% in this year, or will be, just to understand what would the movement would be? towards FY25?
FY25 or 4?
No, so just to get the idea, how the movement would be from FY23, 24, 25 for the generic business as part of our portfolio.
We are talking about our journey, which we are saying from generic to specialized products by FY25, as we are saying we will be largely a specialized product driven company only. See, it's only 2 year plus journey which we are talking about. So this will not be probably a right time to mention that how much would be converted within this year. It's a journey and it's actually milestone basis. We are confident within FY24 itself, there will be a remarkable shift from generic to specialized products. And we have actually delivered on our commitment in FY23 as well.
Right, sir. Right, sir. Thank you, sir. And all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Darshil Jhaveri with Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir, and thank you so much for taking my question. Sir, I just, you've given all detailed questions, so most of my questions have been answered. So I just want to talk, what do you see and what could be, you know, in our terms, you know, kind of a speed product that we envision that could, you know, hamper our 30% revenue and 20% EBITDA guidance, or something that, you know, we foresee can have a negative impact. You know, that's the only thing that. Thank you, sir.
If I understood properly, you are saying what could be the hindering factors on driving this 30% growth and 20% EBITDA? Is that the question?
Yeah. Just what could be a speed bump on our, you know, journey towards your growth? Anything?
There can be, you know, agriculture sector, and of course, like you have seen the quarter four, we can say, you know, but already this year, it is a drastically, you know, prices down for the AI and as well as raw materials. So we don't think any challenge about the growth of 30% for this year in the domestic market. But definitely from next year onward, we are also starting our exports. So we are, whatever we are taking as a conservative number, but definitely quarter to quarter, we cannot compare sometimes. But as a financial year 24, we can say that number is easy to achieve. And the last questions I also spoken, you know, if you go product to product, that number will come very high. But we are still taking, you know, the lower side number. So number to get is not any challenge we are looking in the numbers.
Thank you so much for that answer, Mr. Kishan. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dutt.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Abhijit Mitra with Ionis Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible. I have two questions. First of all, on the inventory loss, sorry if I missed it, can you quantify the inventory loss that you have had in Q4? The second question is, what is the percentage in a generic in the revenue as far as Q4 is concerned? And, you know, how to sort of avoid this cyclicality, because I know we are heavy on the Kharif, season and rugby season, we are sort of more on the generic side. So how to sort of avoid this? Otherwise, the cyclicality will evolve, you know, repeat every year. And thus, that will make a difficult investment case for many, if not all. So what are your thoughts on that? And lastly, if you can address, you know, what is the percentage mix of insecticide, herbicide, and pesticide in your total revenue, and whether there is particular pressure in any of those segments that you are seeing, which you would like to sort of address in a different manner. So these are the questions which I have. Thank you.
Yeah. Your first question earlier, in a late question also, we have many things we have put again. I'm repeating the same thing, that because of our new product portfolio. There we can talk about, there is no pressure will be there, because if you talk about the inventory, whatever inventory level, inventory loss in the, you know, FY23, again, I'm repeating, there is the raw material cost which have actually down, and but we have to purchase because we are preparing for the quarter one, quarter two, which is FY24 and aggressive sales. There is no problem in the numbers which we can achieve very easily, Mr. Vijay. But definitely, your second question was on the percentage of segment. If you talk about the insecticide, herbicide, and fungicide, each segment we have different strategy. In fungicide, if you talk about, there is a total number, if you talk about, there is a around 50% of insecticide, and you can say fungicide is around 30% and 20% herbicide portfolio, which one we are working. 50, 20, and 30, you can say. Approx, I am telling you. Insecticide, herbicide, and fungicide. But each segment we have, you know, all the pipeline we have in the fungicide also. If we talk about, you know, strawberry chemistry, backward integration, there are many things which we are doing in each segment, and definitely the growth path will be clear. Yeah.
My second question is actually, you know, how to develop this, you know, branded product portfolio within the Rabi season so that, you know, you don't see such sharp fluctuation in profitability in Q4.
Yeah, that we are working, you know, that where the, you know, I have told you the process, is the one Rabi product for the wheat. That is again very good product, that is one product. And of course, in the Rabi, there is a insecticide market is also there, herbicide market is also there. You talk about herbicide market there, you know. We have many, you know, product is coming in the upward. That you know, propiquizafop is there, haloxifop is there, and you know, ametrine is there. So many products which is in our pipeline, which we are launching just in FY24. So definitely, that growth path will be there. There's the Rabi season also. You know.
That would take care of the seasonality impact.
Yeah. The major one is pyroxasulfone, but many products there we have.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Giriraj Daga with Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Tim. Just some clarification. Did you quantify the 60 crore hit on the inventory, or is it more of a just hypothetical example, 760 to 700?
I would say it's a directional number which we have given, but as per the accounting principle, USP is there. The NRV testing which happens is for the finished goods, which is, you know, your cost of manufacturing versus net sales realization. If any of the dip is expected, looking at the substance over form, the auditors, you know, ask you to take a knock of it. So that has been taken there.
Okay, okay. Second, you mentioned raw material and work in progress is 60% of total inventory.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Finished goods is 40%.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Third, like you did not give the CTPR number in this year. Like last year, quarter you were 45 crore. Was four quarter sales was like completely nil?
Or no, we cannot say nil. There is a sale, but major sale will come in the FY24, first and second quarter. For the CTPR, major sales.
Like FY24, first and second quarter, right?
Yeah, first and second quarter, FY24.
Okay, okay, okay. Lastly, on the inventory, less on the last thing on the inventory side, 60 crore loss, you have mentioned we have taken care of prices till 31st of May end, right?
See, what we are saying,
the prices of May, we have calculated, because we have to take the, you know, there is a rounding standard, you know, we have to take the lower side price. Either it is our purchase price is lower, either we have
the market realization.
Market price is the lowest. Whichever the lowest, we have to take it here.
Till the date of signing of balance sheet. So
yeah.
That is the reason, you know, that may, you
there
know.
Is a drop. If we sign, you know, in the March, there will be a not that much of loss. If you talk about in the April, there will be a, again, there was a profit, but it will be signed in the May. So that is the lowest the price, you can say.
Correct.
In another manner.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached to the end of the question answer session. And now I hand over the conference to the management for closing comments.
We are very happy, you know, we had a very interactive session, very meaningful session with the investors, with the, you know, experts and all the questions, and we hope that, you know, have been answered to the satisfaction of the people, and feedback is also well taken. Confident to deliver on our commitment, 30% growth with sustainable margins, 20% EBITDA margin. More important is, as we move forward, we should be seen as the name says best, you know, we should be seen as specialized molecule company, best in the domestic market, and gradually the footprint will be visible in overseas market as well. Thank you very much for all the support extended by each one of you.
Thank you very much to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Best AgroLife Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.